Parents are examples. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Parents are examples. Yes, parents are examples, but is that what it's all about? Is that what it's all about, that parents are examples? Or are we examples, whether we're parents or not? Are we examples every moment of our life? Is a little baby an example? Oh my, yes. Is a teen an example? Oh yes. We're talking about teens, and they're saying that teens are going through all sorts of hormonal changes and things that are going bad in their world, and they can't control these things. Well, that's true. That's very true. But you can, and I can. And how do we control, to the benefit, the blessings of the world? Well, we control to the benefit, the blessings of the world by our ability to at all times, I am an example of what it is that I believe. I am an example of what it is that I think is important. I'm an example of what it is that are my values. Now, what are my values? Are my values being loving at all times? Well, then, that's what I must be. Are my values being truthful at all times? Then that's what I must be. Are my values being understanding at all times? Well, that's what I must be. But what does it mean to be understanding? This is something that I've fought with and thought about a great deal. What does it mean to be understanding? Does that mean to be compassionate? Does that mean to be understanding of a person's attitudes, of an understanding of a person, of my attitudes, of my thoughts? Now, if I'm having unhappy experiences take place in my life, it's because in my heart, in my thinking, I have unhappy thoughts. I have unhappy attitudes. And that's the example that I am. And my world is a reflection of my example. Now, for me to change my thoughts or change my attitudes, for me to change the way that I'm thinking, I must make an about-face. I must make a complete about-face about my attitude. Now, how do I make an about-face about my attitude? My attitude has been built upon what my family has taught me, what my world has taught me, what my teachers have taught me, what I have taught me, what I have allowed to be the desires of my heart, the passions of my heart. And the things that I have allowed to be the passions of my heart, they become the desires of my heart. They become the thing that without which I cannot live and be happy. And this takes place for everyone. We've been brought up with thoughts that we must believe these certain things, we must act these certain things, we must live in these certain ways. And as we're brought up in that attitude, we think that our way is correct. Our way is the only way. Now, the key point here is we think it's the only way. Everything we do is based or judged upon what our attitude is. Now, if our attitude is an attitude of love and peace and harmony and goodness and joy and balance and so forth, well, it's going to be apparently a pretty good attitude. But even if our attitude is based on balance and peace and love and joy, it may be based upon a bigoted attitude of peace and love and joy. That everybody must be exactly like us. That everybody must think like we do. Oh, my. And as we allow ourselves such an attitude to come into our minds, what happens? Well, we find the rest of the world sometimes is not cooperative with who and what we think we are. Now, why is the rest of the world not cooperative with who and what we think we are? Well, it's because we don't act what our attitudes are. Now, our parents may have taught us the golden rule and many other beautiful things. And these things are just fine. But we sometimes forget what the golden rule says. It says, I should do, I should be, I should live unto others, as I would that others live unto me. I first. I must live first. I must be the example first. Now, if I see someone with a lot of money, and I'm jealous of them, and then I say, gee, I wish I had that money. I wish I had lots of money too, and so forth. And what is it that I would like other people to think about my blessings, my good fortune? I would like everybody to appreciate the fact that I have had good fortune. I've been blessed. And how wonderful that is. Do we bless the Bill Gates in this world who are so wonderfully wealthy? Or are we jealous of them? We really cannot be jealous of them because we cannot conceive of that type of wealth being ours, because it is just so grand and so glorious. And so we say, well, good for you, Bill. You go and run with it. That's beyond my comprehension, beyond my awareness. But you see, we've made a great step there. We said, okay, Bill, you go and run with it. We don't say, Bill, how about giving me some of that money? You're having trouble finding places to put it that you feel are beneficial. How about me? Well, Bill would never give it to you or to me. And the reason that he would never give it to us is because we haven't done it first. How many times have we shared the abundance that we had, large, small, whatever amount? How many times have we taken the blessings that we have and asked everybody to go out and party with us? Not very often, is it? How many times have we looked at the world and said, wow, what a beautiful world. Come on, let's go and celebrate. Let's go to a picnic. Let's go take a walk in the park. Let's go do this. Very seldom. When we have a happy time, we are almost jealous of it. We are almost proprietors of it. It is ours. No one else can touch it. It belongs to us. It is our personal wonderful blessing. But you see, all blessings are of little value unless we give them away. All blessings in life are of very short notice if we don't share them. Now, we've not been really taught to share. We've been taught to be selfish in our life. That's our toys and our clothes and our things, and don't let anybody take that from you. Fight to keep what you got. Yeah, that's what we've been taught. Kind of crazy, isn't it? That's what we've been taught. Now, is that a happy situation? I would think not. Our greatest blessings, our greatest joys in life, come from giving. Perhaps we don't have wealth to give in money, but we have ideas to share. Now, when you see someone and you want to share an idea with them, be blessing to them, what do you say? Do you say, wow, you're wonderful. Wow, you're fantastic. Wow, I'm so happy you're in my world. You bring such a blessing by your presence. You are so wonderful. Or do you say, that person, they've got everything and I have nothing. That person has so many friends. That person has so much money. That person has such good health. That person has everything that life offers, and look at poor little old me. Well, when we start giving out the little bit that we have, then we build and compound on that gift by our givingness. We build and compound on our givingness by the ability to share what we have, no matter how big or how little. If you got a great big piece of cake and you say, wow, isn't that wonderful? Oh, boy, I could just taste that cake right now, that big piece of chocolate cake with chocolate frosting, chocolate ice cream. Wow, 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 wow. And then your friends come in. You haven't even taken a bite off your plate yet. And your friends say, wow, that's a nice piece of cake. Yes, it is, isn't it? That's all for me. And then you think to yourself, nope. We could all have a nice bite of this big piece of cake and this big piece of ice cream that I have if I were to share it with my friends. So I go and get some plates, some small plates, you know, and I get them, saucers, and I bring my cake out and I cut my cake into as many pieces as there are people, including me. And if there are four of us, I cut it in four pieces. Six, I cut it in six pieces. More than that, it'd be kind of a little difficult, but nonetheless. And I put a spoonful on each plate and a spoonful of ice cream on each plate. And that way, we each slowly, comfortably, joyously nibble at the good that's before us. And we love it. And we delight in it. And everyone says, that was good. They do not say, I wish I had more. Because wrapped up in that sharing that I did was all of my love for each of these people. Was all of my caring. Now, if they don't want to accept it, that's okay. I give. I give whether they accept or not. And if they leave it on their plate, or if they throw it in the trash, or they do anything with it, I don't think a thing about it. It is mine to give. And as I give, then I have received the greatest blessing I could ever know, because sharing is in itself a blessing. So wonderful and so fantastic and so marvelous. Yes. No matter what you have, you can be raised by limitations of the past which say you should do certain things. And then you come into a new understanding. And the new understanding, the old understanding maybe said, feed your family first. And the new understanding said, invite the neighbors. Invite everyone to come in and share the little bit that we have. And as we invite the neighbors to come in and share, we feel so good. We feel so wonderful. We feel so satisfied with whatever portion we receive. And the portion size makes no difference whatsoever. But we feel so good in our heart and our soul and our being and our life. Wow! And we hardly think of what we're eating or think of what we're doing. But what we are thinking, what we are eating, what we are doing, is so wonderful. It is so crowded with love, so overflowing with love, overflowing with a feeling of goodness. And everyone says, that was nice. Thank you for sharing. Now, whether they ever in the future share with you so wonderfully makes no difference. You have shared of your own with those who you care about. You have shared what you have, and the sharing makes the greatest blessing that we could ever know. People who don't know how to share are missing such a wonderful experience. They're missing such a wonderful blessing. they're missing something. So, but I can't tell them that. I don't care. That's their choice. I care that they're missing it, but that's their choice. But I give regardless. And if the people I give to never give back to me in their entire life, and sometimes even act unkind toward me, it doesn't matter. Because I give. And I give with so much love in my heart that I didn't realize how wonderful it was to give in that way. And giving is something that starts a ball rolling. And it starts like a little snowball building up bigger and bigger and bigger until all of a sudden All of my giving is so wonderful, I can see nothing outside of it. And wrapped up in this wonderful snowball, wrapped up in this wonderful giving presence, is my heart, my soul, my being. I don't need anything in return, for anything in return would not really satisfy me. What satisfies me is to give, to share, to love, to unconditionally love all in my world. And when I do that, I put a cause in motion that makes my life really worth living. And my life really worth living. Wow, that's what it's all about, isn't it? That's what it's all about. Join me in this wonderful feeling of giving and sharing and loving and caring, and know that I love me. I love me. I love me.